Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the street, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. A corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, roleplay games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If your feet run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Pam's internet is down, so I have to run the dashboard.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City, the Tuesday edition. I swear, if it wasn't for the fact I have been promoting this motherfucking show all week or the last few days, I would have canceled it. And it's not because I didn't want to do the show. It's because I have been having a technical difficulty day all fucking day long. My internet ain't working. My Evo is tripping. I'm on my 13th BlackBerry, and that bitch ain't working right. So that means I'm going to have to go back to the Sprint store and get number 14. And I lost over 500 and something contacts on BBM. Haven't been on Twitter. Haven't done shit other than be in a fucking Sprint store and be upset. So I'm going to calm down. I'm going to relax. Relate and release. We have Maybach Music Group artist tonight, Maybach Dice or Young Dice from Queens, New York. This is going to be interesting. You know, New York is my shit, but Florida is my second love. So we're going to have an interesting show tonight. We're going to talk about music, talk about fucking, sucking, licking, and we're talking about everything and everybody. You know how I do. I don't know what victim I'm going to have tonight, but I'm going to have somebody ass up in here talking about them, whether they be signed, unsigned, short, tall, cute with a hat, fucked up without, somebody going to be talked about. So let me see. What have we got going on? Everybody knows I have my party going on the 30th. Myrtle Beach, King's Plantation, Sensual Saturday. That's going to be the first stop. And then in May, I'm going to be in Florida. So we're going to be in Tampa, Panama City, Fort Lauderdale, South Beach, Miami area. I will have Gigi from Sex Plus Make It Better co-hosting the parties with me. We're going to have all kinds of rooms set up. We're going to have a kitty cat room, and it's just what it says. It's just all strictly for kitties. Men, y'all can be outside looking in, stroking them long dicks, and some of you short dicks. So when we come out the room, y'all can go ahead and give us the business because we'll be done. Got each other all hot and bothered and ready. So I was sitting here a few days ago thinking about what would the topic be. And we have so many different things that we could talk about. And I was in this group, and last night they were saying some crazy stuff. I would hit y'all with it, but I'm saving this one for next Friday when I have Note from Bird Gang on here. So he's like one of those, I think very, he's a logical thinker. So we're going to have the question that I'm going to pose for him that I got out of my group last night. I'm going to save that. So my definition, my question tonight is, what is your definition of raggedy dick or raggedy pussy? I mean, I know I done came across some shit that just was fucking whack as hell. So, I mean, everybody has their own definition. So, do y'all know the air, but y'all know I'm human. So with that being said, that's going to be the topic tonight. What's your definition of raggedy dick and raggedy pussy? And y'all already know we don't stay on topic. We be all over the place. So, with that being said, I know I say that a lot, with that being said, ChalkMommyProductions.ning.com is shutting down. So everybody is hitting me up like, why? Because I want to get motherfucking paid. That's why. Y'all done had enough free shit. And for those of you that are still cheap, I still have the social network. But to see the goodies, you're going to have to give up the cash. So it ain't no different than you going to the strip club, whether it's a Top 10, a dime strip club, or that raggedy motherfucker on the corner, and you seeing Sally Joe, Blow, Ho, whatever the fuck you want to call her. So for those of you that have not been to the site, it's very nice. It's very different. I'm going to be giving it up all kinds of ways. Have other females coming on for modeling. We got the webcam action going. We got a lot of stuff going. This week I'm going to start shooting some new little footage for my site and for my new members and everything like that. So if you have not joined, go to www.chalkmommy.com/one, and it'll take you to the page, and that's just like the little sample page, sneak peek page. But you can still get on there and see what you need to see. Then on top of that, like I said, I'm going to close the site, and you can do everything you need to do on the social network. It's going to be like a free networking for people to get on and talk like we did on the name. But when it gets time for business, you got your memberships, you know what you're going to get, you know what you're going to see, you know what you're going to do. So that's going to be quite interesting. I'm really excited about it. I've been working on this for a very long time. I will be 2257 compliant. Can't have the feds trying to come lock me up for my shit, for my coochie or whatever. So, you know, we're gonna do big things. So make sure you guys go to all my links or go to sellyourevents.com/chalkmommy for your tickets to Sensual Saturday. They are going fast. I can't guarantee, you know, you late-minute people, y'all will be able to get a ticket or you'll even be able to get in at the door. I'm trying to have some type of order to this so we don't have stragglers, because this is a professional event, and I'm going to treat it as such, even though, you know, we'd be fucking off, laughing, and everything like that. It's still serious. So, you know, we're going to make sure we have a really good time, different rooms, different games, food. You know, I'm going to introduce y'all to Bust the Pussy. I'm going to have some nutcrackers there. So everything is going to be sensual, sexual, erotic, you know, just like me. You know how I give it up. You know how I give it up. So we're waiting on the artist. He should be calling in at 8:30. I'm shooting blind here, so you guys have to really bear with me. Excuse me and whatnot. Yes, I am sleepy. We had a bad storm, so that kind of kept me up. I'm trying to think, like, this is so new for me because I can't see my switchboard. I can't see shit but what's in front of me. I really can't.
That's okay. I got the switchboard. The switchboard.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot you was there. It was quiet. And I should have ate before the show. I'm like, I have not been drinking. I'm being real good about drinking before my show. That's because I'm going to get told the fuck up when no come on, because I know that's going to be one of those, like, he is so fucking serious. Like, like, I don't know how to take him. Like, when a man tells you he don't laugh a lot, that's not good. So I got my work cut out for me. And then Friday with Noah Jones, he seems like he's going to be a lot of fun because I'm going off the energy on his video that I saw. And I'm like, oh, okay. I love energetic artists that kind of sets the tempo for me and my foolishness and what degree I'm going to give it up and how reckless my mouth is going to be. So I'm, like, really, really, really excited about that. That should be kind of cool. Is it me or does it, like, feel like something other than a Tuesday to you?
It feels like a Monday.
Just I know. Like, what the hell? I'm mentally exhausted from all these damn blackberries. I swear. This is number 13 for me.
Oh, goodness.
For those of you that play the numbers, play 13-13 because I got two new blackberries on March the 13th, and when I got another blackberry today, that made number 13. So that means something to people that believe in numbers. 13-13. So like I'm calling out lotto numbers on the TV.
What else was pulling?
Isn't this a music conference? Is there something coming up?
Oh, yeah. On April 10th, which is Sunday, in Gainesville, Florida, Gainesville will be having their 352 Hip Hop Awards. In June, and I have to admit that my mind is bad and forgetful. But I know the Industry Insider Music Summit is coming up in June. And the Future Star DJs Music Summit is coming up in June. On May 7th. Dooney Girl Promotions has their car show in Gainesville, Florida, at the Alachua County Fairground. We will have, they'll have all kind of artists and all kind of cars and just all kind of everything. So, listeners, if you are within driving distance, bring out your whips and your bikes and have at it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Williston is having their craft festival. Wait a second. You guys got something coming up there in North Carolina sometime soon.
We do.
Tell me something. Hold on. I'm just going to be able to tell you in just a second. I'm trying to pull up my calendar. See, I wasn't prepared. I was on some other shit. Now I have to pull up my calendar and be on some business shit and tell y'all that the Industry Insider Music Summit is in St. Pete, Florida, June 10th through the 12th. If you'd like to register and participate, the website is www.industryinsidermusicsummit.com, spelled out in its entirety. They will have panelists which include TJ Chapman of TJ's DJs, Bigger Ranking of Cool Running DJs. Who else? They will have a representative from TuneCore and a representative from Bad Boy. Let me see who else are their panelists really quickly so you guys have the information. And confirmed panelists. Senator Skid from A&R of Bad Boy, Bigger Rankin, Vice President of CTE, Serge Duran, A&R for Atlantic, Salvatore Greco, A&R for DTP, Jay Ellis, A&R for Rap-A-Lot, Olsa Davis, A&R for Slip and Slides, Sarah J of PimpWorldwide.com, Kevin Shine for The Firm, and other Peter Wells of TuneCore, someone from DigiWax, of course, J-Dog from Selecto Hits, Dirty South Radio Online, Urban Addiction, oh, my goodness, me, Precious of Impressions Entertainment Services, and Sweetness Love or Sweetness Enterprise should have shackled Hood Magazine. We will all be in the building giving artists the information that they need to get to the next level at the Industry Insider Music Summit. Jen?
Wow, that's a lot going on. Maybe
yes,
without
the
rapper.
Well, we did forget to go ahead and tell them that you will be in the building at the Insider Industry Insider Music Summit. And we haven't figured out to what capacity, if you're just going to attend or if you're going to set up shop and do a show during that weekend to give them great lessons. But we will announce that further.
Is that the one in June?
That's the one in June.
Oh, sicky, sicky, sicky. June 10th.
June 10th through the
12th. Yes.
Then
oh, I have to do my show. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, lots going on. Might be the perfect weekend for you to do St. Pete.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Now, this week down in Tampa, Florida, is DJ Wynn Week, where they are celebrating DJ Wynn's birthday all week long. So throughout Florida, there is quite a bit going on. For the month of April 16th, Papa Duck will be live in Panama City. And if any artists would like to open, they need to get at Chuck regarding opening slots. What else, Chuck?
Oh, shit. Opening up for Papa Duck. Oh, wow. That brings back memories.
Anyway, then April 20th, down in Ocala, they will have the Florida Mic Check, and the guest judge for this month's Mic Check is Blood Raw of Blood Raw Entertainment.
Oh, shit.
So BRE will be in the building for the Florida Mic Check.
Damn.
Yeah.
I need to be mic checking.
Yes, and you know, as always, you have the ultimate pass to anything going on in this area. So if you decide to come down, I'm quite sure they will be overexcited to have you in the building.
I bet they will. Great. Gotham Batman. Yes, I get to, you know, that would be quite interesting because I know I just make you laugh, but I would really like to see if Blood Raw really does have a thick dick, you know, because he's all stubby and short-witted. I'm just curious about that. I know you're like, oh, my God, no, she didn't just say that. But, you know, when you're single, you can think about all kinds of things versus when you're married or you live with your man. And then even if I did live with my man, I'd say what the fuck I wanted to say. He would just have to deal with it. I'd be like, excuse me, you're Mr. Chalk Mommy. This is my shit right here. Then when we get in the bedroom, I might let him switch it up and be a little aggressive.
Then let's see, what else we got going? I'm trying to get into this calendar.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm trying to get into this calendar because let me tell you, the storm really has things messed up. Everything is running so slow.
Yeah, actually, it's all over the place. Like, we had a really bad storm last night, well, early this morning. And I don't know if it was a tornado. It had some crazy-ass winds. I was asleep and I wasn't asleep. All I know is I'm like, damn, the after effects of a storm is just horrible. Because you just be like, woo, because it's about to be tornado season. It's about to be tornado season. So
Those of you that got cuddle buddies, man, I'm telling y'all that take advantage of that shit. Could y'all imagine being in the bed just talking or cuddling, fucking tornado come and rip off the roof and people can just, I don't know, that would be some crazy shit. Or when I lived in California, my ex-husband, well, we were married at the time. No, we wasn't living in California, but his brother-in-law and sister was, and they was fucking doing the earthquake, and this motherfucker's like, I told you I could rock your world. What kind of shit is that? Leave it to men to say some dumb shit.
Wow. Men do say some off-the-wall-ass shit, too.
And they think that shit is, like, so cool. Like, they be like, oh, I'm the man, I'm the, you the what? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. They have that little complex where they done fucked a few bitches, and the bitches tell them they shit was good, and then they bring it to the bedroom like, yeah, I'm about to tear your ass up. Last bitch I was with, yeah, okay, buddy. Then when they start throwing it at you, you start laughing like, is this what you gave the last bitch? Man, what the fuck wrong was? You must have been 15 or something. Some old teeny bop you paid for. Understand. Y'all got to watch how y'all talk to some grown-ass ladies around here.
Yeah, because it'd be nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth.
Like when we had Vin on Friday, that song, Baby Making Music, I'm actually going to do something with that in the studio this week. I already got clearance for him to do the song. And I'm just like, ooh, yes, yes, that song right there. Oh,
but for those who weren't listening that night, he made a hell of a song. But he don't do nothing. He's a baby. He don't do nothing. The poor baby is scared to get his butt licked. He's a baby.
He's scared to fuck some ass, fear he might get shitted on. And you get shitted on in life all through your life. You fuck with a bitch and she shit on you. I mean, like, not literally, but, you know. But, man, a little brown stick, a little brown round ain't going to hurt you. It is not going to hurt you. Making music, that bitch gonna toot it and boot it and want you to hit it right there. I'm just saying, when y'all artists, when y'all be making these fucking songs, please walk the walk. Please have some experience on what the fuck you singing about. Because if you don't and you come on my fucking show, oh, you gonna hate me. Because I'm gonna call your ass out. Then after I call you out, I'm going to hang up on you and talk and just let you know how fake your ass is.
Okay, now I have the date correct. The Future Star DJ Summer Music Conference in Tampa, Florida is June 17th and 18th. If you would like to register or participate and you are a DJ, an artist, and anything that needs information about the music industry, you can register at TheSummerMusicConference.com, spelled out in its entirety. See, Chuck, I told you I'd find it. I just had to pull up this doggone calendar.
See, at least you're able to pull something up.
It took me 10 years. Okay. Let's see. And now, And now, who else have we had? Who else is a past artist that really didn't do a whole lot?
Oh, that show you missed from Cameo Management. Girl, bye. No motherfuckers come on talking about singing, eating pussy, and he ain't. It was three people in the group. Three, only two ate pussy, and the one that didn't eat pussy was talking. Why are you on my show? Did your manager not tell you what kind of show it was? No. Well, I'm about to tell you, then I had to hang up on him. Because then the porn stars was calling him baby. I'm not a baby. I'm a man. She said, no, not. You don't eat pussy. You're not a man. You're a baby. And I have to agree. You can't come on my show talking that shit and you ain't walking the walk.
Well, tell me, they were not singing
will
about
call you out.
Cooch. They weren't singing about eating cooch, were they?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to sing about eating some cooch? You ain't never ate no cooch.
Exactly.
Where they do that at? Now, hold on.
In that, like, Mob Deep, when them motherfuckers talking about they was from the projects and they was really from the suburbs or something?
Oh, goodness. I don't know where the hell Mob Deep is from.
One of them was lying, and some rapper called them out to let them know. You know, they do that a lot. For one thing I love about New York, if you have beef, if I'm beef, let's say I'm beefing with Pinky, and we're on the show. I'm on the radio station, Hot 97. Somebody going to find Pinky ass and let her know I'm on the radio show. She going to call in, and we going to get it in live, and they're going to make a mixtape out of it. I love New York. They're grimy. They are very grimy, but grimy sells. Grimy sells. I need to start being a little grimy. Find out who got some beef with somebody. But I want it to be some fucking beef. I want it to be somebody saying that they fucked the hell out of somebody, and then the bitch come on and be like, nigga, you ain't do shit. Or he's like, bitch, you ain't do nothing. That's what I want. And then be like, why they ain't do nothing? What was it like? What the hell is he like?
Oh, goodness.
I know. I know. I shouldn't be that way. But I can't help it. I cannot help it. And I am so damn tired. These technical difficulties are draining me today. Like, seriously. Like, I'm trying to be in the mood and everything. Matter of fact, you know what? Can you play Baby Making Music for me? That's going to get me horny, and then I'm going to get crunk.
Oh, goodness. Okay. And here we go. Baby Making. Oh, shit. Where is it? It's not. It's gone.
It's gone.
Oh, I don't know where it is. I see Dope Boys, Eat It, Gone, whatever the hell that might be. I bet it feels good. I wanna. Sex toy.
Give me gone. I can do gone. This is by Mike Bliss.
This should be played at high volume.
My gone. Mind blown.
She got me gone.
thought y'all were gone. So y'all went with your little girl the other day, but it was me.
Oh, my gosh. I just love that song. That is such a nice song. Sexy as my bliss. Gone. So has our guest showed up yet?
No. No. And I don't think he realizes. I'm not sure where he's at. But us down here in the south, we having some weather issues. So we having some technical difficulties.
You know, I'm about ready to be like, you know, we don't do storms, and I'll be done shut this bitch down and reschedule.
Okay, we have a 347 number.
That might be the dice. That might be.
Yeah, you already know this is Maybach dice. What it's looking like.
Oh,
man. I'm late?
Yes. Oh, let me
no,
guess. That's
late.
That New York minute. That's that New York minute
right?
Shit. No, it's 8:32.
No, it's not 8:30.
It's 8:32. I got
8:32. Oh, I'm 2 minutes late. Oh, all right, my fault. What is it looking like, though?
Oh my gosh, this is bringing flashbacks with me, you, and Knuckles was on the phone on three-way, and y'all was trying to double-team me, but, you know, a bitch held her own, you know, I'm officially thorough.
Yeah, you held your own, did the thing, a little south.
Well, you know what, and I know you're going to be like, Chuck, you retarded. Now, you know, it did not dawn on me until I read your bio. And I sent you that stupid-ass question. I'm like, so who are you with? It didn't dawn on me. I'm a bit slow. I haven't been drinking for a while. So my brain cells are gone. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, okay. And then when I put your shit on BBM yesterday, niggas is hitting me up like, yo, you know him? Like, I'm like, hey, I'm doing my homie a favor. And we spoke. Like, they feel in some kind of way because I understand there's a little bit of beef going on up there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking. It was brought to my attention because they was like, yo, 50 my nigga. I'm like, what the fuck they got to do with me? Like, I don't know. Can you shed some light on that?
Nah, that was a little situation that, like, my big brother, he, like, my big Smurf, that's, like, my big brother, he basically raised me and all that. That was a situation. He used to run with 50 Cent, and they had gotten to a little falling out, but that ain't really got nothing to do with me. You know, I'm all
okay,
about the money.
You're your
you know,
own individual.
The money
individual.
Side of things. Huh?
You like your own individual.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm my own individual, even though I stand for my team, though, you know? I always stand for my team, but we're doing our own thing. We're doing bigger and better things.
Oh, I see that, because I'm, like, looking at your bio, and I'm like, damn. I couldn't even look at it on the library. I had to come home and get on the laptop. And I was like, wow, this is a lot. Like, you've been rapping basically damn near after you popped out the cooch.
Yeah, you gave yourself
some time to mature, you know, walk, teach yourself how to eat and get potty trained and shit. But, like, damn.
Yeah, man, I've been doing it forever, man. I learned how to rap before I learned how to walk.
So, like, to me, coming up in New York, y'all have, like, a different lifestyle. I swear, every motherfucker in New York is a boxer. I mean, is it mandatory that you learn how to box to keep from getting your ass beat? Because, like, some people are just naturally gifted with their hands, or some people are like, oh, I had to box to get out of trouble. It kept me in the gym, kept me out the streets. So I'm like, damn. So many people in New York is boxing. Like, what the fuck? Did you box?
Yeah, it's like it's a whole bunch of gyms, boxing gyms in New York. And you know, everybody, you know, New York is a population. We known as the angry city. Like, you know how everybody in Manhattan, you would see, like, if they got pictures or like a video of New York or some, a movie or a little scene in New York, people arguing in the city. So, you know, it's a little rough. So, you know, people got to learn to fight. So, yeah, that's
wow.
where that come about.
So, like, have you ever got your ass whooped?
I mean, nah, I ain't never get my ass whooped. I had fights. I done lost a fight, but I ain't never get my ass whooped.
Okay.
I don't recall my ass whooped.
People that's gonna say they got their ass whooped, they be like, oh, well, I got jumped, but I held my own, and then niggas would be snickering like, what? Like, okay. Because, I mean, it's just like, when people be rapping, they be, like, making themselves, like, superheroes and... like the biggest drug lord, because a lot of people don't know people from New York. So in New York, you can be whatever the fuck you want to be, because you know that motherfucker you talk to or that bitch you hollering at ain't really going to come to New York and check for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, when you're making your music, have you ever lied about anything or stretched the truth about anything?
I mean, I like to write when I write, and when I do my music, I like to speak about, like natural, like what happens in my life, what goes on, the things I see and the things I've been through. And other than that, like sometimes, because somebody might come to me and ask me to do a song about anything, airplanes, and I got to get into an acting role. It's kind of like an acting job. You know how Will Smith, he's not... the last man on earth, but he had to, or a superhero, but he had to play that role. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing with rapping. Sometimes you gotta play a role. But me, I like to spit what's in my what I go through and what I see, you know?
Okay, that's what's up. Now here's another question for you. Have you ever lied on your dick?
Nah, I don't lie on my dick. I can't do that, man.
You know
what they say, what happened when you lie on your dick, right? You know what they say?
Oh, that shit won't work. So have you ever told a bitch something like, I'm going to fuck the hell out of you when you couldn't do it? Have you ever fell short in the bedroom like you were so excited, like, so when you put the dick in the pussy, you came quick?
I mean, that happens to everybody, but I still know how to, regain. I know how to keep going, you know?
Okay, now this is my, what the fuck you know how to recover? And how old are you? 21?
Yeah, I'm 21.
So when did you start fucking?
When did I start fucking? I've been doing this. I can't even tell. I don't even remember. I've been doing it forever, man. Since a little nigga. I think ever since I could bust a nut.
Really?
Really?
Have you ever fucked with any of your friends' moms?
Nah, man. I'm a loyal kid. Come on, Chuck. That's disrespectful.
Actually, it may be, but I that's some real shit. And reason why is because nowadays with cougars, they might be like, "Ooh, you sexy. I won't tell my son," and they might try to give you the goodies. Like something is on
there. Nah,
like,
I mean, it could go down like that. You don't know, like, I mean, I probably be saying like, "I'm worried, you know, I ain't gonna do that, man." I be saying like, it probably be eye contact from people, from people mothers, but. No, I let that pass.
See, you good, because my best friend used to fuck one of our classmates' dad, and I'm like, what? Like, shit, I don't know. Like, when it comes to sex, there are no scruples. There are no guidelines. There is no loyalty. It's all about a nut. You know what I mean? So, it's like, so I'm sitting here looking at your pictures and stuff, and I'm like, wow, you have, like, a smooth complexion, light skin. Look like you might have a good grade of hair. I mean, you know, the hair radar is not up right now. So I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt. How tall are you?
You said how what?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay, okay, okay. So, well, go ahead and tell people how you got to be with the Maybach Music Group.
It's the Bingham Smurf. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Bingham Smurf, but Bingham Smurf, like I said earlier, that's like my big brother. And he actually contacted Mass Pipe Mavs, Fredro Style. Shout out to Fredro Style.
Okay.
That's my big brother, too. Yeah, Fredro Style.
How about
he actually... I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Chad?
No.
Oh, yeah, nah, yeah, he contacted Fredro Style. And Fredro Style, he basically raised me in my career, too. So he contacted Fredro Style. Fredro Style linked up with Rick Ross, and from there it was a movie. It was magic.
Okay. Now, Fredro Style, that's the dude from Onyx, right?
Yeah, yeah, from Onyx, Moesha, and all them other movies. Save the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Hollywood
wow.
Fredro Style right there.
Wow. It's crazy because it's like you're on one spectrum, you know. It's like New York, and I'm probably going to get killed for this. You know, at one point in time, New York fell the fuck off. Like, everybody fell the fuck off musically, and that's because Atlanta down south was taking over. Everybody was coming out with these catchy-ass songs with the dancing and everything like that. Back in the day, it used to be cool to do the little two-step all the time. But then the south brought out some crazy shit. So, like, did you ever feel like you needed to be a fad rapper? Or are you just was like, I'm just going to stay true to what's new, what's good, what you know? Because, like, Florida has their own style of rapping, too. And I think Rick Ross has crossed over because it's like when I was in New York in July, you was hearing a lot of his shit, like, you know, the BMF. And, you know, like a year or two ago, you wouldn't have heard Rick Ross like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What...
That's basically like, that's basically because, like, you gotta kind of adapt to all kind of crowds. I feel like you gotta adapt to all kind of crowds. Certain people, like certain New York rappers, feel like they don't wanna change and fit in. And I wouldn't call it fit in, but just adapt to certain environments. And I feel like in this rap game, you gotta be flexible. You gotta be flexible because it could switch up at any time, like. And you know you got to be flexible. That's how Jay-Z lasts so long. That's how Snoop Dogg lasts so long. That's how all the great ones last so long, you know?
Now, if you could do a collab with anybody in the rap game or singing game, who would it be? Like, it'd be like a dream come true to you. It could be past or present, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, I have to say Big L and Tupac. And Biggie, all three of them. That's dead. That's dead. Alive, I'm going to work with everybody. I want to work with Alive.
Who have you worked with so far?
I really, you know, of course, Rick Ross, French Montana, Lazy Bone, a couple of people. And still counting, you know?
Now, how was it working with Mr. Put It In Your Mouth?
lazy, crazy, man. Lazy's a trip, man. Lazy, that's my big brother, too, man. Like, our relationship, like, I met Lazy not too long ago, but it's like the relationship is already there, you know? Shout out to Knuckles, too. Like, that the relationship is there.
You know, to me, they are like fucking Beavis and Butthead. So if I was a rapper, after my first impression of them, like, with Bone Thugs and Harmony, is like, yo, those them dudes. Because, like, last night I'm getting photos, and we're listening to the Biggie station on Pandora. And it's like the song that they had with Biggie on his last album. Well, not the last album, but the Life After Death.
Life After Death.
I'm sitting here like, wow. Then I'm thinking about, okay, I had this nut on my damn show, and he was fucking retarded. If I was an artist, I would it would be hard to be serious in the studio with him because he is just too fucking funny. It's like, okay, I'm trying to focus on doing a song, a track with him. Then I turn to my left or my right, and then I'll see Knuckles' ass, and I'll just crack up like, yo, this track going to take us 2 days because nobody can be fucking serious. Like, what the fuck?
Nah, they definitely funny. But when it comes to business, though, they be on top of it. Like, when it comes to business, Knuckles going to pull out that laptop, be pulling up the beats, be networking, and Lazy, same thing. He jumping straight in the booth, getting in his phone, you know what I mean, getting his rhymes together and jumping straight in the booth. So when it comes to business, it's a business. But outside of the business, yeah, Knuckles and Lazy, some crazy niggas. Some niggas is mad funny.
That, I'm just like, what in the hell? So, like, when you did your, when you're working with Rick Ross, how is it?
Yeah.
Because I've heard different stories, you know. I've heard people say he's arrogant. Some people say he's down to earth. Like, you know, like, when you first met him, was you intimidated that you're meeting Teflon Don?
I mean, not really. It was like, it was kind of like, I look at it like, everybody, like I'm just as everybody, like people. I feel like the person just got, like, whoever's up there, whoever I'm at, like Rick Ross or whoever, I feel like I'm as equal before I was even who I am now. Or, you know, I feel like I'm as equal as them. They just got their break first. So I try not to kind of be the starstruck and, oh, that's Rick Ross or, oh, that's Jay-Z, you know? I just let it go. I go with the flow.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
So, how much extra pussy have you gotten, like, since you've become, you know, signed, you know, being Maybach? I mean, because, you know, I'm sure you was getting pussy before because you're not ugly. And you in New York. You live in Queens. So I'm going to say your dick game might be suspect because niggas out in fucking Queens, they don't hold up real good. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to intimidate them.
Yeah, you told me. I told you that's false, man.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to find somebody half my age that's old point in bed to fuck you and then come back and give me a report. I might sneak a camera up in the room so we can look at it just in case, you know, you beat your back and you don't want to come to grips with, damn, she fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what do you do to ward off the groupies? Like, do you have a female that you fuck with on a regular basis, or, you know, you just enjoy hitting several different females when you're out on the road or if you're touring or something?
I mean, I'm young. I like to have fun. I like to weigh my options. I used to have a female, but now I'm free. I'm just free, you know, and I'm kind of, I'm on my working on music more than partying, and I feel like I should, like, work first and party after. But other than that, yeah, I'm on the road, and I'm all for the female. So ladies, holler at me. I don't got no female. I'm single. Holler at me.
Oh, here's a question. I got to be asking these other rappers, too. Is it really tricking if you got it?
Nah, it ain't tricking if you got it. It is. I have to agree. It's not tricking if you got it. How could it be?
Okay, now what about when Mate said a true pimp don't spend no dough on no booty and he got fucked up with the prostitution right before the award ceremony? Have you ever paid for some pussy or some head?
I haven't, but it ain't no, I have no problem with doing it. But I haven't ran across, like, I haven't had an issue yet. I mean, I threw money in strip clubs, but I haven't paid for no pussy. But it ain't nothing wrong with it. I would do it, honestly. My honest opinion.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I love his honesty. 10 points for Daniel. I'm going to send out a tweet saying, Maybach Dice is a real nigga.
I'm going to retweet that. Do that for me.
See, at least you can fucking tweet. I can't do nothing. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I could tweet off the evil, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Miss P, what music do we have from him so we can play our first selection?
Do you really want to know? Must I really tell you? I have your whole mix CD. Let's get that straight up front. I could tell you right now that because of technical difficulties, and I don't know where you at, but we had a hell of a storm. I don't have none of your music.
Oh, for real?
I'm honest. Yeah, for real. We almost couldn't even, neither one of us could even connect until just before it was time for the show. So we were shuffling to try to get straight so we could still have you on tonight. But between these damn thunder and lightning and rain and tornadoes, I must say that though I actually even like your mix CD, we don't have no music uploaded for the show.
Oh, but you know what that means, though, right?
That means that
we can either... Oh, shit! Like, hell, it's your mixtape. All that's missing is the fucking beat. Without the music, a cappella, they can listen to the lyrics. Oh, you really live up in this bitch tonight.
His High Rise is a freestyle off his CD anyway.
So what y'all want me to freestyle? That's what y'all want me to do?
Oh, yes.
Wait a second. And his Lay You Down is a freestyle. So maybe we can let him do the Lay You Down.
Oh, Lay You Down. Wait a minute. What is Lay You Down about, Dice?
Lay You Down, that's actually Lil's song. I actually just did it over. Yeah, I could play it in the back while I rap it for y'all. What'd you say?
I'm in Florida, and I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, storming. Where's storming at?
Hey, yo, what's up? It was dragging. Storming in, it stormed here this morning like at 3 something. It was like tornado winds and stuff like that. And my internet has been fucked up because I use my Evo for the hotspot and I haven't been able to connect. And I have to re-add you on BBM because I had to get another BlackBerry today.
Okay.
And we got
in Florida.
Yeah, we were
trying to get hit all the damn time.
Yeah, we had rain, still thunder, lightning, and heavy winds, blowing lights, and keeping our power out. Well, our power was out from like 8:30 this morning till about 12.
Oh, I'm in Connecticut right now. It wasn't.
Lucky you.
As a matter of fact, it drizzled earlier.
Oh, lucky guy. <Yeah. laughs>
Not down here. It was off the chain.
Oh, hold on. You're going to go to song, though. Yeah?
Yeah, we ready.
Y'all ready? All right. That's for that for y'all. You heard this song before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, my fascination got me fantasizing on where we should go to. You said you never seen light, but baby, I can show you. You ask me who my girlfriend is, I just want to show you. In junior high, you was the prettiest in the whole school. You had your pride of girl, you stay fly. Always walking up to me laughing like, boy, you stay high. Yeah, and I can't wait to see your smile again. Your feeling, give me your feeling like a child again. It's been a while since I called your number, but don't forget the category that you're falling under. Yeah. Sometimes I really sit and wonder if we had a, and don't forget our little daughter Summer. Success and fame, my only biggest fear, and it is not having the one that I always wanted to share it with. Yeah, girl, we only getting grown. It's time to pack our bags and move me back home. Now here I come. Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chop, that is actually a very nice track, because like I said, I listened to the whole CD last night. Someone sent it to me on Twitter, I can't remember who, and I said, wow, that's a coincidence since we're having him on the show tomorrow, and went ahead and downloaded and listened to the whole CD, and I have to say, I actually liked it.
Oh, shit, that's coming from somebody that's Florida. She loves Florida without a doubt. Like, woo, you can't tell her nothing bad about Florida. She don't particularly care for New York because y'all be on some other shit. So I'm that balance, you know, I'm the middleman. So, you know, I gotta fuck the niggas in Florida and keep them happy. And then come fuck the niggas in New York and keep everybody happy. So then we all get together, it's peace and love. The dick is evened out. I know you're going to come to my sister on Saturday when I bring it to New York.
Yeah, so I'm there. You already know. Is this Saturday?
No. I'm going to bring it to New York in like June. I'm going to let y'all get ready for me.
Yeah, but wait. When is your next event, though?
Oh, it's going to be April 30th.
April 30th, where was that at?
It's in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah. I was saying I might have to come out there, I remember.
Yeah, on the beach. Yeah, you might be able to find you some sexy-ass cougar and fuck the hell out that chick on the damn sand. Man, what?
Nah, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to wait till you get to New York.
The one in New York is probably going to be crazy because y'all don't know how to act. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all be on some other shit. But it's good, though, because, like, I be on some other shit and, you know, have people come through and, you know, it's going to be a few surprises. You know, some people might get on the mic and bless it with some lyrics and then shit. I might get on the mic and bless a nigga with some head. I don't know. It's just it's hard to say. I might put a nigga on the spot. Be like, hey, Chuck, how you doing? And then, like, look at one of my girls and nod my head and just go on down and just drop them and be like, what's good? And it could just be like, oh, and then have the whole shit recorded before he can even, like, stop it. It's a wrap.
Chuck is crazy.
And that's how, you know what? I think that's exactly how I'm going to give it up at my part. Yes. Yes, because you know I'm going to do another live fucking event on the air. But, like, what I'm thinking is I'm going to have a female and we're going to have a rapper. And I'm going to be in the studio with him, but we're not going to pay him no attention. I'm going to be conducting an interview and everything like that, but me and the chick going to be fucking around and we just going to ignore him. He's not even part of the equation. You think a dude would be able to take that, like, two sexy chicks, like, fucking around in front of him and he not be able to participate and he's just sitting right there with a hard dick? Like, well, what would you do?
I mean, me, I would just not pay attention if that's how y'all want to play it. I'm going to just record and do my studio thing if y'all don't want to share.
But could you, like, not touch yourself? Could you, like, just sit there and just be like, okay. You know,
I'm going to just get my focus and my attention off of that whole situation.
But it would be kind of hard if I'm interviewing you and, like, I got a TV in my mouth,
yeah,
but I'm doing actual questions. Or I come sit on your lap and I'm messing with her and I'm like looking back at you interviewing you. That would be kind of hot though.
Nah. That would be a movie. I can manage though. I think I can manage.
You think you can manage?
Yeah, I can manage. It's going to be hard though.
What's the freakiest thing you've
done? Y'all gonna let me join in after a while actually.
Really?
We're gonna cut the cameras off.
Why? See, this is what kills me about rappers. Oh, my face can't be shown. My label. Fuck your label. Your label fucking too. said, what the hell you think go on in video shoots? All y'all fucking. Everybody's fucking each other, and the cameras are still rolling. We just don't see the footage. Now, you mean to tell me, I know you might, you know, you was legit back in the day, but when Nelly did tip drill and he drove that credit card down that bitch ass, do you think he didn't fuck that ass? Every bitch in that video probably got fucked by him and his homeboys, and then they called some other rappers. They was probably taking pictures and videos and sending that shit, and everybody was coming. Everybody fucks in video shoots. That's why you laughing, because you know I'm right.
No comment. I don't know.
Well, I need the record to clearly reflect that P has never fucked at a video shoot. Sheesh, Chop, what do you think goes on in this kind of shit? Okay.
I'm speaking from the dude's point of view because I know the rappers. Ain't no fucking way they got a bad bitch in their video.
I mean, I don't want to label the females, the video girls, like, nah, I mean, they just getting fucked by, you know, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it, but, you know, some girls might feel some type of way, so we're going to let them rock.
I mean, yeah, we'll say there's 2% that's really there just to do the video, you feel me? And be like, okay, I'm here to do the video, collect my bread, and leave. But then the other 98% is there to get some fucking limelight dick. Now, whether it's good dick or not, I really can't say because I've never been in that situation. But, you know, people get caught up because it's Dice or it could be Rick Ross or it could be, nah, I ain't even going to say Plies, but it could be somebody else and they just caught up in the name thinking that they dick going to be good. And then they're like, oh, girl, I thought I'd do this video shoot. I'm going to get some dick. That's their main purpose of being in the video is to get that after effect.
You know it doesn't start when they get big. It starts when they drop that first mix CD because bitches fly to the studio on the, I can sing, I can rap, and they can't do a damn thing. But maybe suck some dick,
Yeah.
And get random. So when they get big, they already used to it.
But see, the thing is, when a bitch come out and say she can rap, she may not have been speaking lyrically. She may have been speaking metaphorically, I can wrap my lips around your dick. Nobody ever took the time out to ponder on that. And when she said she can sing, she probably sing in a tune or three, or, you know, when she got some dick up in
her
and she about
trick
to bust a nut. Yeah, like, she hit that high note when she squirting or something. See, you got to look deep into it, you know. See, I look at it from the bad point of view, and P looks at it from the good point of view. Like, she says she can sing and this, that, and the third. And then halfway through the video shoot, P would be like, oh, yeah, that bitch was just like everybody else. Oh, you know, and then she'll see something that was like, oh, she really did come in to make her bread, and she left. She wasn't into that fucking stargaze or anything like that. Because me, I'm trying to think, what would I do? If I was on the set and everybody was doing a video and they was fucking, would I participate? People would probably expect me to because I'm Chopped. But, you know, all dick ain't good dick, and I would hate to fuck up a friendship because I'm the type of bitch, if I fuck you and you be talking shit on your albums and your dick is not good, I'm going to tell the general public. I'm going to hold a press conference and just be like, nigga, stop lying. And then I might pull out the footage and show it. For the simple fact, like, it will only be the people that lie on their dick that be sitting up here rapping, I can fuck for hours, my shit is like a baby arm, I'm not even on the ruler, this, that, and the third. And then when you see them, they might not be on the ruler, not on the plus side, but the negative side. I mean, I just feel like it's my duty to tell women about whack people. But if you's my people and you just fell short in the struggle, I ain't gonna say nothing. I might train you. We might be able to work something out and you might be able to hit again, but ooh, you fall short in the bedroom, boy, you gonna make it up
no
in the shower area. So what you saying?
I ain't got
you
no
saying
problem
you hold it? You saying you holding something down there? What you saying?
Yeah, yeah, man, I'm packing, man. God bless me in all angles, in all areas, you heard?
So is it straight or does it have a hook to it?
I mean, it's throwing a curve, you know? It's throwing a curve shot.
Are you throwing curveballs out there? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
curveball. Are you mixed with anything? Are you black and something or are you, you know? Because in New York, you have to ask. Like in Florida, I have to ask.
Because
you look mixed
with
something.
A word?
No, I'm just black. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you might be a little helmet. You might have a little helmet in your pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till I come to New York and we're going to, I'm going to grab your phone and I'm going to scroll through it. And then I'm going to be like, name a bitch you done fucked. And then we're going to do a reference check. Or, like, you know what? I got this thing. I like to watch people fuck. Could you see yourself fucking somebody in front of me? Like, could you do that?
What you mean?
Like me?
What
you
saying?
With
like me fucking while you watching?
Yeah,
why not?
That shit would be so hot.
Yeah. That's a turn on.
Now,
see,
you heard that, right?
She sets up all this kind of shit, and guess who got to host the show while she do that kind of crazy shit? I got to get on here and try to call some motherfuckers while she watches bitches fuck and all kind of other shit. And I'll be honest, you see, I haven't really talked to you this whole show. It ain't because I don't fuck with you. It's because I don't really talk. So then I got to host the show while she do all kind of craziness. See how she do it?
Pete, can I get you to tweet that he agreed to let me watch him smash some stuff? Because, you know, I don't want him to go back on his words because, you know, this is going to be in Twitter land. So Twitter land is like a verbal contract with your followers. They're going to want to know about that.
Well, I did notate it on paper, but I didn't tweet it because he is a signed artist and I don't want him to get off. And Rick Ross was on his other line talking about, bitch, what the fuck?
why he eating about fucking two chicken breasts and about four biscuits? He'll have to mumble through the crumbs. No, I'm sorry. Let me stop.
Okay, I'm going to be nice, man.
I'm not going to take shots at people tonight. I ain't taking shots at people tonight. I'm being nice. I'm being real nice for once.
Because, you know, they might not listen to the show, but Elora would see that tweet. And that would start the ball. Do you know that your audience is screwing in public? Okay.
Man, his big ass would probably be mad because ain't nobody asked him to. Shit. I mean, fuck. If he want to do it in front of me, I might be inclined to watch for the right price because that's too much shit to look at. I was like, ooh.
Who are you talking about?
Rick.
About?
Rick Ross.
You crazy.
He's like, titties and stomach and dick would be flying and it'd be all his shit. Can you imagine him hitting somebody from the back? Like, pow, pow. All that shit just lay right there. Boy, if Foxy Brown was a good one, boy, she was really trying to revive her career with that one.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
I told y'all I was not doing this tonight.
Chucky's crazy. Chucky's crazy.
Damn. See? Gosh.
Oh,
no disrespect to Rick Ross, because his first album, I was liking that. Port of Miami. Like, all the songs that he had with the R&B singers, I was feeling that shit. I really was. Then,
well, I have to tell you that Boss Lady is still my ringtone to this day.
That's what's up. Yeah, Rick Ross definitely makes good music. He always will.
You know, that one was just really good for the ladies.
You're right. I can't take nothing away from... Oh, I was going to call him the Austin Powers character, a fat bastard. No, I'm not going to do that.
What you got against Rick Ross? What you got against Rick Ross?
I ain't got He's funny to me. I really don't have anything against him. He is just funny. Like, I do this to everybody, especially Pride. Like, I would be Pride, but I would never want to meet him without his hat on. Like, no.
Chuck is crazy.
No. Like, I love Rick Ross's music. I done did a few things to his music. Shit. I done sold several pals to his music in a fucking dump. Like, shit. I mean, Rick go way back. He just don't know it yet. But yeah, like, that first album, like, I don't even like rap, but the main two albums that I listened to in 2006 had to be Rick Ross and then Young Dro. And that's because my kids listen to it. I even had a couple of ringtones that I had got that, you know, I had on there. And then, you know, when he, like, first came out, he was dissing, was it fucking T.I. or some shit like that? And I guess that was, like, a little, like, publicity stunt or whatever. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Rick Ross came out dissing T.I., but damn, several tracks together with Khaled. Like, oh, shit, I'm feeling that. I like beef, but I also like to see people be man enough to squash that shit and make good music.
Rick Ross and T.I. got a new song together. Rick Ross and T.I. cool.
No. This was like a song like way back then. This was like years ago. And then this was the tactic that they was using, because they was pumping. I think it was like on a mixtape or something. And then they was like, shit, it's Summer Jam. T.I. and Rick Ross coming. You know they beefing. Like, and that's making people be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think at one time when Gucci and Jeezy was beefing, some people had booked them like for like Summer Jams and everything like that. And it was interesting to see how it played out, because Jeezy was the headliner. And Gucci was the bottom man. And I was like, wow. Like, that's crazy. It's all about tactics. You know, people feed into that. Like, I can start my own beef with somebody, and because you have a name, people are going to be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And I might be like, Yeah, I might be like, oh, I can suck better dick than Lethal Lips. Hell no. Her name is Lethal Lips for a reason. But because I want motherfuckers to know who I am, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this challenging Lethal Lips? You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that, you know? Or my ass is nowhere bigger than your crib.
Who could judge that? Because every man has a different sensation in his cock. So how could they judge who really gave the better head? By who gave it the longest? By who made it come? By who went down the farthest?
You know what? I don't know, because I would think you would have to suck the same man. You would have to bust one, let him breathe, and come back up, and then bust a new one.
How would a guy feel? Like, who gives better head?
How can somebody judge, like, with a dick sucking contest? Because if you got two bitches sucking different guys, it's going to be different.
Uh-huh.
So if you have somebody that's an onlooker that's judging, how could they really know? Because all they're doing is looking at her gestures and his facial expressions, and then looking at the dick go limp. So who would be in the perfect place to judge?
The person getting ahead got to be the judge.
Yeah, so he would have to go two rounds.
So then why don't we do this? Why don't we reach out to Lethal's people, see if we can get Dice cleared by Maybach, and let Dice be the judge, and you and Lethal do a show, the head off, the face off 2011 style, and both of y'all go ham on Dice ass and let Dice announce the winner.
Face Off 2011.
That'd be a movie.
Oh, I'm going to incorporate that into I'm tongue-tied. Sensual Saturday, Face Off, the climax. Oh, hell yeah. You must swallow. Ain't no spitting out.
I mean, you know, I don't mean to just volunteer you, but, you know, I don't have a dick, so I can't volunteer my own dick. It just felt right to volunteer yours.
I mean, I'd be a strap on, but it wouldn't be the same. But see, he's more than happy because he must be blessed down there. Like, you know, I used to think people that was like 5'5", 5'6", and 5'7", they just got shortchanged on the dick size. Now, I met a few that shocked the hell out of me, like, wow, ooh, wow, where did that come from? And then there was some, like, met a guy, cute as hell, fine, nice body, light skin, long hair, braided up. He went to the store, got the magnums. I'm getting all happy and shit till he pulled out. I'm like, what? Like, wow, damn. Like, I knew it was too good to be true. Had money, he had shit going for him. He liked to break bread, treat a chick. Damn. Like, I couldn't stay with somebody like that and be that girl because I'm going to want to fuck something else. Real talk, like, and I don't want to be in a relationship to cheat, but I would want to be in a relationship to be happy. And if I'm allowing myself to say I'm this man's woman, then that means he's meeting all of my needs all across the board. So, therefore, I shouldn't have to dip out to find some big dick to satisfy my little, tight, hungry-ass coochie right now. I mean, I shouldn't have to do all that. Yeah, she hungry. I'm tripping. So, like, you're in New York right now. Well, you're in Connecticut, but, like, everybody is talking about Jim Jones's album. Have you heard it?
New album?
Jim Jones, Cabo. Have you heard it, his new album?
Hell no. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
I have to listen to the song. My kids told me about it. They said, like, oh, no, but everything else seems to be straight. But they said it's like some kind of white song or something. Because I was downstairs briefly popping in, and then they was talking about it because my daughter was like, that's all everybody's been hitting her up on Twitter is, like, you got to get the album. You got to get the album. It's nice. And I'm just like, wow. I'm like really not, like, a big, big rap fan, but it's like certain things people make. But I got to listen to the beat and everything like that. And I would have to say, because I fucks with Love and Hip Hop, like, I will listen to this shit because I really love that show. Like, I went in to see, and I know it ain't going to pop off on, like, the main shit, but maybe behind the scenes, like, Samaya, is she really going to put her hands on somebody?
That's the That's the Love and Hip Hop show, right?
Yes.
I don't really watch that show.
I do. I'm hooked. And that's only because I like his mama. His mama is funny as hell to me because she reminds me of myself. And, you know, mothers and sons got bonds. Like, yo, it's like, ain't nobody ever good enough for our sons. Or we take them motherfuckers through hell and high waters, them girls. Like, my son's baby moms would tell me real quick, oh, you have fucked them up. You make it hard for us. What you mean? Because I cook real good. I bake real good. Still, all you got to do is let them come home, and when they come to my house and eat, and then you fuck them and suck them real good, what's the problem? That's a good balance right there.
Yeah, definitely.
They come home, belly fed. Just give them some ass. If not, they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the whole layout right there.
I mean, so I'm just a straight-up mama, like, man, please. But now when the daughters, I guess daughters and daddies is different, so to speak, I just laugh and be like, you know, me and my daughter, we're like best friends. Like, we're mad cool. People don't think that we're mother and daughter. But, oh, no, people, like, trip off me and my relationship with my kids because it's a good one. I mean, I'm open. I'm honest. Like, the same way I talk to you, I talk to them.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I tell my son, he's in a love triangle. He's been fucking his baby mama for however long and his busted baby. Motherfucker, look, either they dumb as hell or you got some good ass dick. If I was you, I'd just move all of y'all, just move in the same fucking house. Because every time you get busted, they be on the phone talking, and then you chill out. They both know you fucking them. Man, be the man. Bring them in the house together. Said, that's what I would do.
Yeah, you know that's going to be a problem, though. That's going to be a problem between the females. But, I mean, you can make it work. I mean, I think I can make it work. I don't know if your son game is tight though, but I think I can make it. I know I can make it work.
Man, they game better be something. I'm their mama. But then we had this conversation last night. Like I told them, I don't have them problems. And then my daughter said, "That's right, because you just tell them I'ma dick you down and leave you alone." And my son said, "Oh, that's just too much information." He started laughing, but he right. I'm gonna tell you, I want your dick. And that's it. If I feel like being spoiled, then I want to go shopping, so therefore I'm going to want some of your money. But for the most part, I'm going to want your dick to bust a good nut, and then I'm going to want you to get the hell on. Don't cuddle, don't stick around, none of that. I didn't get that in New York. I get dick down real good in New York. They understand.
Yeah,
when chop,
so you know.
It's going down. I just don't fuck with Bronx niggas. I told you Queens is suspect. Harlem,
see,
you know.
But you ain't meet the right Queens niggas. I'm telling you, you fucking with the wrong Queens niggas.
Well, you know what? We gonna find somebody older that you know, cause I can't be. Even though you legal, I can't, you know.
Nah, come on, Chuck. Come on, Chuck.
I don't want to be responsible for fucking up your life. I don't want you to call back into my show with an attitude like, man, that bitch did me dirty. Like, wow. I just ain't never been done like that before. You go make a whole mixtape about our night. Like, real talk. You'll just be like,
I told you. I told you. You talk a good one. I told you that the other day you was on the phone. You talk a good one.
I can back it up. I really can. Talk is cheap. Like, I show the action.
Yeah, talk it. Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, my God. She did me so, she did me so dirty, but it was lovely. I did you a lovely kind of dirty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, showed
but
you, like, different
things. You got to remember. Chop.
Huh?
You gotta keep in mind he is young, so his back is strong. He ain't
that's
got no
man.
Need.
Tell her, see, yeah, let her know. Let her know.
That's
you gotta know.
Need,
you gotta know,
girl.
Man.
I got
a whole bunch of years in me.
Right? That's what I need. Get the cameras rolling. Made a new hit. You ain't have to write it down. Be like Young Chris, racks on racks on racks. That shit just came to your head, and we'd be done shot the video all in one. See, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about right there.
You gotta make me write a song about you.
That'd be easy.
A good one.
That'd be easy.
Make me write a. Yeah.
I'll make you write a head song. That's easy.
Yeah, something like that.
You're like, where the hell did that come from?
So I'm in that category.
Yes. So now you gotta rap another song for us. Like, I want you to do some freestyle stuff. Now, if you're not good at freestyle, then I understand. But most real rappers. Huh?
Huh?
I said half his CD is freestyle.
Exactly. So I want him to give me something from the dome right now. I want him to just think about the show and
yeah,
just
I said,
give me something.
Everybody love me. Bitches, I got a million of them. Hey, girl, how about you be a million and one? These niggas struggle when they do this. This shit really is fun. Shorty head is out of this world. She got the alien tongue. Her brain's stupid. It really is dumb. Nut in her mouth and tell her chew like it really is gum. She leaving with you? I bet I can make her stay and tell her pull out my pants so she can make my day. Hey, you think hustlers? Yeah, I ain't never sell weight. And you a feather, nigga. You ain't never held weight. And I will always be on top like a cellmate. An angel, but I bring the devil out like a hell date. I'm on my P's and Q's. Pussy, try to sneak a move. Now you already know. freestyle and all that.
Oh, Francis, he got a cute titty mouth.
Aww.
Yeah, he has a very cute titty mouth.
Tell listeners who they could contact for booking features to get you on their show.
Oh yeah, you can you can hit the Gmail Ben's Maybacker, Ben's Maybacker, or you can hit my Twitter at Maybach Dice at MAYBACH. You know, but yeah, send the beats, show bookings, everything to Ben's Maybacker, BENZMAYBACHER @gmail.com. Ben's Maybacker @gmail.
Okay. Because we got to tell the people how they can get in touch with him if they need something. Okay, now you can finish bringing the freak out of it.
Okay, so if the ladies want some Maybach dick, how can they get that? Are you taking applications, auditions, appointments?
I mean, it ain't too hard. All you got to do is hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, or hit me up on the internet, and I reply. I'm real active with my tweets, so, you know, hit me up, holler at me, direct message me or something, you know I'm there. I'm here.
Also, all the female got to do is just be like, oh, Dice, like, I'm feeling you. I want to fuck. Do you, like, what if her profile picture is kind of jacked up? How do you deal with that? Like, would you hurt her feelings, or would you still go ahead and do it because she wants to and she's a fan?
I mean, I don't know your meaning of jacked up, you know. I feel like my definition of beautiful is different than a lot of people's definition. So I don't know, but like I said, if you hit me up on Twitter and I'm feeling you, I'm feeling the way you, I don't even have to, the way you come at me, it's really about how you come at me. If you come at me the right way, then you know we might can make something happen.
Oh, that is sweet. So what does a female have to do after she give you the ass for you to keep coming back and getting some more?
What'd you say?
What does a female have to do to get that comeback? You know, like, what are the things that you, like, done in the bed? So, like, you'll be like, oh, yeah, every time I think about Michelle, she did X, Y, and Z. So, you know, I'm trying to help girls get a head start on how to approach you and be able to get you to come back.
I mean, the head is the best. That is the best. If the head game proper, then, you know, I'm there. The head always keeps, like my man Boxy tell me, he said a good girl going to have a house, but some good head going to have a home.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's nice right there. Did you hear that, P?
No, whatever.
He said one of his homeboys told him that a good girl will have the house. But what was that last part?
But some good head gonna have a home.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I told him you told me that, Boxy.
I like that. I like that. That is like, got a question for you. And I mean, I just got to know. Do you think that ugly bitches or fat bitches get the best head? They suck the best dick?
Like I said, you know, I got a different definition of ugly and beautiful, but I mean, well, my definition of ugly, you gotta understand, they gotta do extra things to please the man, you know, they gotta do extra things to please the man, so, yeah, they might, their head and their sex life might be a little better than a a pretty female, pretty females.
Okay.
Or skinny, a pretty female and a skinny female, or weight, or in shape female.
I feel you on that. Because the reason why I asked is because I was on Facebook and this guy was saying, ugly and fat bitches suck the best dick. And I'm like, I guess so, because for one, they already got a few things against them. So it's like they got to go extra hard in the paint. Because we always be like, you know how when you go to the club or you go out and you see a group of girls and they might have like a heavy chick with them or whatever, she'd be like the crunkest one. And she'd be like the main one that might leave or bag a dude before anybody else. Because she's freakier than a motherfucker and she down to do whatever, because that makes her stand out from the pretty bitches, because she don't mind getting down and dirty. She don't mind leaving that extra haka spit on the dick to make that shit extra juicy.
Exactly.
Because pretty bitches might look at themselves in the mirror and see their face and go, ooh, that's not cute. Nah, I don't need no mirror. I know how I get down. Or then again, shit, let me see the mirror. I'm going to go all in. Like, sex faces. That's the best thing. Like, shit.
Exactly, sex faces.
Yes. You can't get better than that. You cannot get better than that. And I'm a firm believer, like, do what you do. Don't let anybody sit there and deter you for what you do. My thing is, you suck dick and your homegirls don't, oh, fucking well, they niggas gonna be coming after you because they done heard about you. Or if people say you a hoe, be a paid hoe and be the best hoe that you can, because everybody does something behind closed doors. A real one just gonna be like, and your point is what? That's how I look at it. I mean, shit. Or if you're a freak, and motherfuckers be like, oh, that's a freak, yeah. Okay, freaks are everywhere. You can't be undercover with that shit too much. Come right on down. Yeah, your man or your woman don't like it. Huh?
Yeah.
And now they coming out
in
the daytime, before the break of dawn. They just out everywhere.
Yeah, freaks not supposed to come out at night no more.
Freaky pussy is good, from my understanding.
Freaky come out
367,
7 days a week.
Yes. 3-4 times a day. On the weekend, shit, get out the bed to wash your ass, eat, and then get back in there and let it do what it do. I want to fuck my nigga till he's raw. So he just be like, babe, I can't, I don't got no more filler, I don't got no more nuts. My shit just raw, and I know I've done my job. And I can do that in probably a day. I can do that in about a day. I'm content with that. I'm very happy with that. So what upcoming projects do you have?
Like I said, my mixtape is stored right now. Yeah, I can go pick that up. I'm working on something right now with Knuckles, Lazy Bone, Domination, and Boxy. We working on like a little type of mixtape album type thing. We ain't decide yet, but that's in the works. And I'm just moving forward, really. You know, just moving forward, putting all the BS behind and getting to the BI, you know?
That's good. So, like, your hood happy about your accomplishments and everything like that? You know, you always got people that be like, oh, my dude, and they happy and everything like that. Then you always got the haters that couldn't do what you're doing and just be like, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, the hood, you know, the hood is going to be the hood. You're going to have some haters in the hood, but the love always overpowers the hate, you know? So, shout out to my hood, shout out to Jamaica Queens. Shout out to the haters, too, because I need their energy, you know?
Oh, see. That's what I like. See, I can fuck with that, like, really. Because it's like, to me, being in the adult entertainment is different because everybody automatically expects you to do certain things. But what people fail to realize is adult entertainment is such a wide spectrum. It can mean anything. I'm entertaining adults.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean I'm hardcore or I'm a stripper. That's the first thing that comes to people's mind. I entertain you. And they're like, how is that?
Yeah.
Go to my site. You'll see how I entertain. And then it's crazy because I like when I'm talking to people and they look at my site for the first time because they're stuck. They don't know what to say. They're like, ooh. Like, yeah, ooh. And I laugh, like,
you know, I definitely viewed your site.
I think Knuckles is like my number one undercover fan, because anytime a motherfucker from the West Coast can call me at 8:30, ask me what's my website address again, something wrong, because he ain't like he go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock at night. Because the first time he saw it was after the show, and he was like, whoa. Then he, like, showed other people, and they was like, whoa. And then everybody is just like, and speechless. So, you know, when I close that bitch down, a lot of people are going to be upset.
Well, all those who know, the infamous meme site was created by none other than myself.
Oh, T created it?
Yeah, P created it. So what does he got? He got a crazy imagination. And what P doesn't know is she got some graphics. She did a good job. And she was putting up stuff. And it wasn't until after the fact that she was like, ooh, I see a slip. But, you know, oh, well, it's diversity. People are noticing that right now. You know what I'm talking about, P, with the threesome, the reverse. Everybody is starting to notice, like, what the hell? Nigga, y'all have been on the side of you. What the fuck you mean, what the hell? Do you see any other shit like that? Just shut the fuck up. It's diverse. And
it was very diverse. It was a lot of fun watching it grow. I'm so happy now that it's gone to the next level. And that my sister's doing a paid site, because Dice, when you say haters, they said she would never do it.
Exactly.
And I had never built a website ever in my life, but we pulled it off.
Exactly.
And if you go to my site, you'll be like, the two sites cannot be connected. They're just two totally different, because we're like night and day. I'm like the good one. She's like the wild one. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just
got to
be there,
guys.
You just
got to
be there.
Definitely, definitely. I got to check out your site also.
See, mine is more geared towards artists, because that's what I do. I promote artists.
Okay.
And Chalk is my first adult entertainer. And I have to be honest. It's mainly Florida artists, because I think the only up north based artist that I really communicate with is No and his manager. But that will change, because now we communicate with you and we're going to show you some love.
Exactly. Okay, that's what's up. Appreciate it.
I don't know if he's ready for my kind of love. That shit is life altering. Why you do me like that? Well, I got a feeling that when I come to New York, we're going to hang out and we're going to go get some food. Because anybody that knows me know I like food. I love to eat. When I first travel and every time I get to New York, the first day is spent in my hotel room eating, getting some rest, playing on my laptop. But I eat like so much when I'm in New York. I think when I stayed in Elmhurst, right there on Queens Boulevard, right up the street from that mall, and it was like some diner was like a block and a half up,
and they delivered. Ah, fuck, I can't remember. Something Dinah. Shit, the menu was like orange and some shit like that. I can't think of it, but it's directly across the street from the car dealership on Queens Boulevard, a block down from the Days Inn. And they got some good-ass food. I ate there, like, every day, except for when I went into the city. But they had some good-ass food.
You're not talking about El Rey's, are you?
El Rey's?
That's Knuckles' favorite restaurant. Last time he was out here, every day he woke up, that's the first place he wanted to go was El Rey's.
It's
right on Queens Boulevard also.
I'm not really sure of the name. I can't think of it right now because I don't have a menu. But the food there was like so good. So anytime that I'm traveling, I try to book my hotels around food areas that's close nearby. But now that it's getting warm, it wouldn't matter because I can walk and get something to eat. Because the first time that I came to Queens, I stayed Hillside. Isn't that Jamaica Queens? Because the Coliseum, everything was like right behind it. And I had a blast because it was hot, but it had like pizza joints and everything right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's
Jamaica
Queen. That's
cool.
That's exactly where I'm from.
See, y'all got some good food. I fell victim to the bootleg, man. I should have known better to think I was buying some motherfucking Real Forces for $40. I know.
What you buy?
Some Uptown, some white ones. I was mad.
Chalk, I would have told you. You can't do those.
I was mad. I said, I was like, you know, they always say shit is on sale.
Yeah.
I was mad. But it is cool. I recovered. Because I had already stopped at the outlet mall prior to driving to New York, and I stopped prior to coming home. So I was covered all across the board. Even my son was like, Ma, I know you didn't. I was like, Mark, I actually thought they were. And I'm like, you know what? Never mind. So now it's like when I come, I be telling my artist, I'm like, oh, when I come to New York, I better have a goodie bag. He's like, what's a goodie bag? I'll be like, a goodie bag is you going out and buying me something nice and sweet so I can see what kind of taste you got. And they be like, what? I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay. So I have to collect my goodie bag from Big M. I can't wait to collect that one from him. Because he always talk about how he knows how to shop for females and stuff like that. So we going to see. And I always give them a hint. My goodie bag has to contain a pair of sneakers, size 6.5 in kids. And that's like the jump start right there. After that, I don't give a damn. And then it's like, if you want to hang around me, you got to like to eat. So I haven't been to barbecues yet. So that's on my to-do list when I come back. Whether it be this month or next month, it's to do that. Then I'm going to hang out with some members of Bird Gang and, like, get a tour of the hood. Like, you know, not the hood, but just, you know, their boroughs and stuff. Because, you know, I always talk shit about different boroughs. So when I meet people from the places that I'm dissing, if you cool, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Not, like, sexually, but to show me that your hood is cool. Like, this is a good place to hang out. Got this on lock, whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, shit. I don't know. I mean, I ain't even going to talk shit about Harlem dick. I mean, I already destroyed a few niggas from Harlem. One is on tape, so I ain't really got to speak on that. I mean, shit, you know, it is what it is. But I don't know. I'm just, like, a fun-loving person. When I come to New York, I plan on working with a lot of people, not like I'm rapping or anything like that. But I would like to be on a song, whether it's talking or, like, some intro kind of shit. I think that shit is kind of hot because I've never been to a studio session before. So I got a fantasy about fucking doing a studio session, like, you know, in the studio, in the booth, like, push me up against the wall and, like, pull up my skirt.
and just, like, ram it out. That's some hot shit right there. And then you go lay down your track, and that adrenaline from what just happened will make for a hot-ass song.
Yeah, so yeah, you said that earlier, that night, that'll be a hot song.
Yes, I think it would be beautiful music to your ears. You're like, oh, shit. Like, what happened? I can feel the passion in there. Like, man, if only y'all knew what happened behind the scenes or what happened at the studio, it'd come around. You're like, oh, shit, yeah, word, that's what happened? Damn, Dice, you need to stay in that studio more often because you just dropping number one hits on the billboards left and right. Like, whoo, the hell? What's your motivating factor? Oh, shit, I think my internet is coming around. Slow.
Your internet coming on?
Yeah. I ain't got internet all day.
Listen. Because I done took the show on the road, child. I'm gone from the switchboard. I don't know if we got callers or what. I'm cross town.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. This is going to be interesting because I think I should be able to. Things are coming up quick now.
Me, you, and Dice on the other side of town, child.
Okay. I'm trying to pull it up, but it's taking its time, and then we'll be running this show on Twitter like 3-4 times a day, so people can hit a link, click the link, and hear the show, and you know, you're like, oh shit, this is what Dice is up to, and you know, the pussy magnet is gonna go up.
A big thing.
You know, so we want to get you some pussy. Your pussy magnet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so people are going to be like, yes. Especially because you're so approachable. And the fact that you do holler back at people that hit you up on Twitter. That's important because when you're reachable to your fans and to the public, then they fuck with you more. Then they'd be like, oh, I know he ain't on no bill, no, ain't on no bullshit where he feel like he better or, you know, and I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are your plans for this evening?
This evening, I'm gonna, if I'm going to the studio, I'm gonna write, you know, just music, focus on music, talk.
That's what's up, cause I'm gonna re-add you. I'm not sure if I'm still showing up on your BBM, because this is like, man, this is ugly, cause this phone still ain't acting right. So tomorrow, I'm gonna call. And let them know that this shit is still acting stupid. But I just don't want to go through the hassle of getting a new pen. So I don't know. I guess I'll just have to keep working on it and everything like that. Because today I lost so many contacts. And that's how I do my show. I love my BBM. I promote it and everything like that. So now it's like I couldn't even send out my blast for the show because who the fuck am I going to blast?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of got me hot. But, you know, I got the link, and then I'll be blasting that. It'll be on my Facebook and on 12 of my social networks. Because I'll be tweeting my ass off. That's the one thing I do is tweet my ass off. And you'll be like, oh, shit. Like, she crazy. And I'm gonna say some little slick shit about you.
What you gonna say?
I ain't gonna tell you. You're just gonna have to see it. I hit Lazy and Knuckles the other day, like, where my T-shirt at before I put it in y'all mouth, and I started laughing. Like, everybody is asking me for them damn T-shirts and they keep fucking playing. They need to go ahead and get them, put it in your mouth T-shirt. So people are like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah. this is Lazy right here. He was in rare form. Put it in your mouth. And then when I come out with my T-shirts at my party, people that are certified going to be wearing that shit. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, that selling this head game, that's what I represent. My head game is a felony. I'm very avid about that. Very, very.
I mean, you said you was gonna show me though. Remember?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're throwing some extra stuff in there, but I could have. You know, when you and Knuckles was on the phone that day. Y'all was just, I don't know if I have been drinking or if y'all have been drinking. I mean, you know, we could have been sober. I mean, it could have been something.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been something. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to, I'm going to BBM you the number, my number, because I have you on, you already know I got your contact. And then I'm going to give you Precious BBM. And then she's good at supporting artists that come on the show.
Because
she has, like, a heavy-ass promotion thing going on. And I'm always supporting people. Because my thing is, if I support you, then you support me. And then I also use artist music for my my scenes and everything like that. Because I have, like, I'm ready to go into production for my 2012 video calendar. So I'm going to, like, need, like, sexy stuff. So rappers, like, they be hardcore. But y'all got to make something for the ladies. Like, Lay You Down is, like, cool.
No,
but, you know,
I'm not on hardcore. I make something for the ladies.
Okay, good. Because we need that.
I'm going to make a song just for you.
You're going to make a song just for me?
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I don't know. You make that song, and then when you meet me in person, you just like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to go back into the studio and redo it again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to make it that song after we do it.
Oh, see, look at you. I'm telling you. And I gave you so many warning shots, but it's cool. We're going to play it how you want to play it. I'm not responsible. I am not responsible, just so you know. Just so you know. This has been quite an interesting show because I cannot get into my switchboard. My Twitter just came up, but I don't know if it's going to allow me to tweet anything. This is like me shooting in the dark. Hold on. Okay, it says switchboard across the top, and that's crazy because normally we have callers and everything like that, but I don't know. Like, this is, like, mad crazy. So, see, once y'all get together and y'all do y'all project, I'm going to bring you, Domination, Knuckles, Lazy, and what's the other one's name?
Boxy.
Yeah, Boxy. We're going to bring y'all on at the same time. And, boy, that's going to be crazy. Hopefully it'll be like one of those when they come to New York. Because I know for Memorial Day they'll be in South Carolina at Myrtle Beach for Bike Week. So, I mean, are you going down?
Well, for what?
Bike Week.
Nah, I doubt it.
You sure?
Yeah, I doubt it. You asking me, am I going to be where? Where, in Miami?
Nah, Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle Beach for a bike week. I mean, if I don't have nothing to do, then I'm going to definitely head out there.
I need to go. I ain't never been.
Huh?
I ain't never been.
Just a little bit.
But I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about it. But this has been quite an interesting show. Hopefully people got to see, like, a very humble side to you. And the fact that you're very approachable, you're down to earth, and, you know, aside from being cute and got your mind right, and, you know, you got balance in the game. And that's really good, because a lot of times when people get to certain levels in their career, they tend to forget where they came from, and they get the big-headed bobblehead, and it's like Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then motherfuckers be like, well, I ain't fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, oh, damn, Joe Hayden. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Blog Talk, Joe Hayden. He got some big-ass ears, that little college boy. Wow, that motherfucker can hear everything. He probably can hear my show from his house, and he ain't even on the line.
Wow.
Damn it, Francis. I said I wasn't taking no more shots at people.
Well, can I get you to give your pen over the air for all of those who lost you on BBM? And don't worry, if we don't want you, we ain't going to accept you.
Oh, my pen? Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Hold on. Let me get it up. Hold on. I mean, let me get my pen.
Wow.
Hold on.
Again, special, lots of love and thanks to you guys for coming on the show tonight. Shout out to the Humble and the Lazy.
Definitely.
We will never forget Lazy coming on. His show was one of the best with the Put It In Your Mind edition of radio of Chocolate City Radio. So we always have love for him, and thank you so much.
I sent you the wrong number, my pen. My pen number is 30F58. Hold on. That ain't, hold on.
Okay, how about this? How about Dice? If you look through your timeline, you'll see where I have tweeted that you would be on the show. Just follow me back, and I will DM you my pen. And at some point in life, then I will DM you her pen when she figures out what her pen is.
I got it. I just, you know, I went through 4 pens in the last 2-3 weeks. I'm confused. My pen number is 30F58C4E. And that sounds so special reading that shit out, but it's hard.
I'm even more special because I didn't catch none of it. But, okay, listeners, for all of you who lost Chalk as your BBM friend, add her back.
Yes, my PIN number again is 30F58C as in Charlie, 4E as in Echo.
And for more from Dice, follow at Maybach Dice, MAYBACHDICE, for more on his upcoming project.
Okay, Chuck.
Yes, it is. Dice, I'm getting ready to hit you up in a few minutes. P, I'm going to hit you because I need to give you that information. Everybody, get ready because the site will be live by the weekend. Like, real talk. Like, real talk to where I will be ready to do my live webcam session next week. Like, no tiny chat, no getting kicked off. None of that shit. So y'all motherfuckers better, I'm telling you, you better watch me, you better follow me and take some motherfucking notes, because I ain't playing no games with y'all motherfuckers this month, next month. So I'm taking victims and hurting your feelings and not giving a fuck how you feel after I get what I need from you, which would have to be a gigantic orgasm. I want a nut from the bottom of my toes to just lays all on your pubic hair.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I mean, I haven't had sex since I fucked on the show. I'm sorry. I mean, contrary to what people believe, I don't fuck a lot, but when I fuck, I fuck. So I'm horny. I'm waiting for either my party or for me to come to New York or some New York dick to come to me. So y'all heard that. If y'all feel like y'all can fit that order I just placed, holla at your girl. And on that note, we're going to end Chocolate City so I can finish flirting with my special guest, and then I can call my manager slash road dog, grotty dog chick. I'm her Louise, and she's my Thelma. We used to be on the Laverne and Shirley till we came out with ChocMommyProductions.me, so we can't do that now. So to the trillest bitches on Blog Talk Radio, P and Choc, and our super sexy guest star, Maybach Dice. This is Chocolate City. Join us on Friday when we will have Noah Jones, originally from NY, but now he's a Cali dude. So make sure y'all tune in, and I promise to behave. And, yes, I will be taking shots at somebody on Friday because I'm going to be drunk. So this is Chocolate Mommy.